TAB Trackside Radio. Well, coming up this weekend, not only have we got the World Cup semi-finals, or the ITM, or the quarter-finals rather, and we've got the ITM Cup semi-finals, but we also have the semi-finals in the Heartland Rugby Championship. And rather than talk to a coach this weekend at the spot as we normally do, we thought we'd get a broad brush view of all four games, and who better to get on rather than Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz. Loves Heartland Rugby. G'day, Kevin. How you doing?
Morning, Glenn. Good, thanks.
Nice to chat to you. And look, mate, it's been a pretty interesting season so far, hasn't it, Kevin? The thing that struck me, I've got to say, more than anything, is the high scores we've been getting.
Funny you should mention that. That was one of the things that was just going through my head about 10 minutes ago, thinking about what, you know, what you would want me to say today. And it's just the quality. It might have been high scores, but the quality of the games has just been outstanding this year. I mean, it's the prospect of a competition going for 9-10 weeks and still not knowing until 10 o'clock on a Saturday night what the final makeup of a final series is just goes to show the quality that Heartland is providing the public.
Amazing. Look, I'm going through even from the scores last week. There were 74 points scored in the King Country East Coast game. There was 75 points in North Otago versus Mid-Canterbury. There was 75 in the Hotowhenua-Kapiti-Bulla game. There was 92 in the Wairarapa Bush-Whanganui game. And there was another 80-odd in the Poverty Bay South Canterbury. And there's a point a minute in all these games. The only one that was a bit of a, obviously, a dull affair was Thames Valley 29, West Coast 17.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is true, but, you know, after watching the games this year, a lot of those games have come, you know, down to those last few minutes as well, where it's sort of just blown out with two quick tries or something like that, two or three quick tries. But, I mean, there have been a number of games also that have been, like, just outstanding. I mean, Mid-Canterbury, the back-to-back champions, you know, week 7, unbeaten. Poor old Horowhenua go down there needing a win. They were down 43-20, come back and answer with 27 unanswered points and beat them down there. You know, I mean, it's the whole season has just been like that. Whanganui, Mid-Canterbury again. This time Mid-Canterbury were the victors on the day. They were down last play of the game in, at Cook's Gardens, and they took out the win. So it's really shaping up to be an awesome weekend of semi-final rugby, because one thing I have noticed is that in the Lahore Cup and in the Meads Cup, both all the teams that are hosting have beaten the teams they're playing this weekend. But the I don't know if it's a synergy or whatever, but in the Lahore Cup, you've got Buller taking on the King Country. They had met earlier in the season. King Country visited Westport and got beaten. North Otago visited Levin. They lost their first game in Heartland Championship to Horowhenua.
Yeah.
Now they're having a repeat of those games.
Wow.
And now in the Meads Cup, it's flipped over. With Mid-Canterbury hosting Whanganui, after Whanganui got beaten by Mid-Canterbury, they have a point to prove now on their home turf. And with South Canterbury and Wairarapa Bush, South Canterbury went to Marsden, beat Wairarapa Bush. So now Wairarapa Bush have something to answer to.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they're all North Island versus South Island clashes too, aren't they, Kevin? Which is great stuff, isn't it, really? All right, well, look, Horowhenua-Kapiti are probably licking their wounds a little bit here, mate, because they were in the box seat last year to get in the Meads Cup semis, but blew it, didn't they, by losing to Buller in those circumstances. So let's look at the Lahore Cup first.
Sure.
Horowhenua-Kapiti... Well, I mean, against North Otago, who slumped down the table a little bit, but that's all pretty close, isn't it, between these four teams at the end of the round robin, isn't it? And you can kind of see both games, in fact, being 50-50 games, right?
Sure. I mean, Horowhenua would have to go definitely in its favourites. I mean, they missed out on the Meads semi-final on countback after their defeat to Wairarapa. So, I mean, both them and Wairarapa finished on equal points. So... And then you had North Otago, who were there thereabouts, but they just couldn't get their season sort of, you know, that run going, if you know what I mean. And in the end, I mean, they could have been hosting a semi-final themselves, but the way the results went last weekend, you know, they scraped them in the end. But, I mean, I look at this particular game and I go, okay, well, it's at home, it's at, you know, North Otago. But the thing is now, North Otago have done that trip this season in recent weeks. They know what to do. They already have stuff in place. They'll know where they went wrong in that game against Horowhenua. And so they've got a proud record against them. They'll be hurting after their first loss since 2006 against Horowhenua when they lost 26-22. But I think my own thoughts would be that Horowhenua would get up for this, because they will be really smarting for not being in the Meads Cup, and they'll be wanting to prove a point, really.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick Horowhenua Kapiti to win. They're paying $1.60. North Otago, $2.25. The point start is 3.5. You're heading the same way?
Yeah. Between the two teams, there's an average difference of 20 points to Horowhenua. So, over recent years. So I would lean towards Horowhenua getting their second win over North Otago.
All right. The other game, Buller King Country. You're flipping a coin, mate?
Well, we've got a team here that went almost 100% season last year. Fell at the last hurdle in the Meads Cup against Mid-Canterbury. They lost their kicker this year, and they've got some new guys coming through, but they've still got that balance there. King Country, again, they could have been in the Meads Cup finals if it wasn't for the draw against Whanganui earlier in the season. I think the thing that might get that might trip up King Country, though, is the travel to Westport. Buller have had the wood over King Country in recent years, so again, there's not a much difference in the games. The games between them are normally really, really close. We had a blowout a couple of years ago for Buller and Tikawiti. But I think Buller are going to get up for this. The weather isn't meant to be great on Westport on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I think that will go to the home team.
All right. So Buller paying $1.67 to win the game head-to-head. King Country, $2.10. Point start is 2.5. So very tight in that one. Let's go to the Meads Cup games now. And, the smart money would be on the Canterbury's to come through here, I suspect, with the home ground advantage. Let's have a look at Mid-Canterbury, who were going beautifully, weren't they, until they lost recently against Horowhenua Kapiti. Where are you thinking here, Mid-Canterbury versus Whanganui?
Well, this is the game of the round for me, definitely. These two teams are meeting for the 15th time in 10 years.
Wow.
In the Heartland Championship.
Brilliant.
It's their eighth finals match between each other. So wow. This is the big game. This is your Auckland Canterbury. This is your, I don't know, I heard you talking before about the basketball, baseball and that.
Yeah.
Is the LA Dodgers versus the LA whoever else. This is the big game. Now, Mid-Canterbury have picked up the last two wins over Whanganui. Whanganui, though, no finals football. They went down, they won against North Otago last year from coming from nowhere to win the Lahore Cup. So they are defending Lahore Cup champions. You've got the Mid-Canterbury, they're after their three-peat. It's just so on. The game in Whanganui earlier in the season was a cracker. So Whanganui, again, as I said earlier, will be hurting from that last-second defeat to them by 2 points. I'm going to stick my neck out here, and I'm going to say that Whanganui are going to get up.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Stone the Crows, that's paying $2.60, Mid-Canterbury $1.45. Now you've shocked me there, Kevin. That's been the shock of the day for me. Really?
Well,
wow.
I'm a stats man, and over those 14 matches, Whanganui are leading that head-to-head 9-5. The games are always high-scoring. Their last win down there was in 2012 when they beat Mid-Canterbury. They have won down there on three or four occasions, so they know what to do down in Ashburton. I'm sticking my neck out and saying Whanganui by 7.
Jeepers, okay. That is interesting because the point start is 6.5. Well, if you're going to pick Whanganui 12 and under, that's paying $3.80, Kevin. There you go, mate. You're bold enough to do that?
A bit.
Very good, mate. Okay, and just finally, the last game, South Canterbury against Wairarapa Bush. So Wairarapa Bush have actually been a little inconsistent this year and probably a little fortunate to get into the top four. South Canterbury are the most favoured team of all of the Heartland Rugby Championship games this weekend to win this one. You see a way you're backing South Canterbury here?
This one is the tight one. This is the game where I'm so sitting on the fence. I could see overtime in this because they will have to play extra time if it's a draw at the end. Wairarapa, yeah, they've been hot and cold, but it all comes down to kicking, I believe. And they've got their new captain, Tim Priest. You know, he's moved up from the West Coast. He was a great servant for the West Coast Rugby Union for a few years there. But he's moved back home, and he was instrumental in their mini comeback last week against Whanganui.
Comeback. They were down 43-0 at halftime, weren't they?
47-0.
47-0. Cheapers. And they lost 57-35.
Exactly. So the bonus point they got in the second half was what got them up into the Meads Cup. So they still have that opportunity to host a semi-final, but instead of just putting their heads down, they gritted it out. They knew what they wanted. At the point, they knew they needed the win. As results were coming through, Horowhenua didn't have a bonus point, so they thought, oh, well, if we can get a bonus point, we're in. Horowhenua scored that bonus point right on full time against Horowhenua. Against Buller. Mm-hmm. So this game could go either way. Now, I again will go for the upset, and I'm going to say Tim Priest having that South Island experience for those years, knowing the area, he's played a lot of games against South Canterbury when he was with West Coast. He knows the grounds. The weather is meant to be a bit iffy. Spoke to someone down there, and they've also said that we've been promised rain for 2 years and we're still waiting for it. So it depends on how the players all get up for the game. But I really see this game going down to the wire. So I'm going to say a 2-point win to Wairarapa Bush.
Wow, that's paying $5.50 at the Wairarapa Bush paying $5.50 to win the game. Mid Canterbury $1.12 to win. The point start is 15.5, and Wairarapa Bush to win 12 and under $7.
And $15 to win the Meads Cup.
And $15 to win the Meads Cup. Well, if you convince Wairarapa Bush can do it, you're going to get some serious cash back. So there you go, Kevin. Well, look, mate, all I can say is very best of luck. Thank you very much for your selections. I know you do follow the Heartland Championship very closely. And, of course, Heartland Rugby fans would be wise to follow rugbyheartland.co.nz. That's your website, right?
That's correct. And we've got all the links there to Heartland Unions. And we've also got some links there for live coverage this weekend. There are a couple of games on that are radio coverage.
Brilliant.
So you can go through there, find the link, and follow your nose.
Of course, and Main Freight Rugby, of course, Thursday night on Sky is always a good watch. I haven't been involved with it this year, but I managed to voice a few over the years and really enjoy watching the Heartland Rugby and doing that. It's great fun. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, look, thanks very much, Kevin. We might get you on next week, mate, because if you come on and make predictions, you've got to stand by them a week later. So we'll look forward to having a chat to you again next week.
Sure, no problem, Glenn.
Thanks, Kevin. All the best to you, mate. Kevin here there from rugbyheartland.co.nz. So there you are, the Heartland Rugby Championships. Yes, could you believe that Wairarapa Bush last week were playing Whanganui and the score at halftime on their home ground in Masterton was Wairarapa Bush 0, Whanganui 47. Game over.